Blog Talk Radio. Hello, everybody. You're here with Jenna's Groove Theory. It is Tuesday, October 2nd, 2012, slowly approaching October 3rd. You're live with Jenna's Groove Theory. This is KXRW, your community connection internet radio station broadcasting out of Long Beach, California. Hi, and I'm Gina. Well, tonight's show, like I always do, I always give my thanks and praise to the man upstairs first and foremost for putting the people in my life that has brought me prosperity spiritually and has changed my life. And so we must give God his thanks and praise first and foremost. So let's send that shout out to Big G upstairs. Thank you for everything you've done for me as well as all of us. Here we go.
Lord, I'm
Hi, everybody. You're back with Gina's Guru Theory. It is now 11:05 in the p.m. This is Gina's Guru Theory broadcasting out of Long Beach, California. I'd like to thank you guys for coming out and representing as you always do. Tonight is actually, today is October 2nd, slowly approaching Halloween. Are you got what ghosts and ghouls out there are going to be costumed up this year? Hope you guys have a great time. So we're going to count down to Halloween out here. On tonight's show I'm bringing out here tonight, I'm going to go ahead and share it with you and let you know. Anybody out there who has family or friends who are going through what we're discussing as far as, you know, this election that's coming up, had a very, like I told you guys last night, I was going to log on out there with you guys and, you know, bring some, like, a good, not too much about relationships, but what's going on with the election. So this is what the show is about tonight. A lot of people in my neighborhood grocery store, they had a lot of input. I even met a nice man, a liberal, and he posed a question to me. He asked me, you know, what party was I? And then I explained to him, I was like, Democrat? He's like, well, why are you Democrat? And he went all the way through running it down to me, pretty much history, with starting with Jimmy Carter, pretty much, of, you know, that's why he, you know, chose to go the liberal way. So I posed the question to you guys, you know, you know what, I figure, and he spoke about conservatism and a couple of little ladies in our Aberson store, they had their points they wanted to bring out too, as well as, you know, what's going on with our, with the entertainers, like, dropping names, Nicki Minaj, going from Democrat to Republican, you know, changing parties, all in the middle of the election, you know, what's going on with that. And they had questions about that, and they wanted that question to come out. Like, well, what made her do that? Well, tonight's show, actually, on Gina's Group Theory, the name is, I dubbed it pretty much, I'm going to go ahead and read to you the description of the show. Okay, tonight I open up the election pre-show. As my listeners listen, drop-in guests stop by questioning why did a fellow community resident ask me the question, and respectively, what party are you? Just in the middle of the grocery store as I was walking out, and I'm like, Democrat. And so he says, well, let me break it down to you about Democrats. And then the young ladies in the store, they were talking, you know, like, wow, you know, everybody's kind of switching up. You know, they're going to be days, the days to come are going to be days that are going to be changed. They have a whole lot of world government going on and how everybody's combining. And pretty much, you know, everybody's united. It's going to be one bank, from my understanding. And pretty much, what did you get when it was a million banks? You didn't get much. As far as talking to an investor that we met a couple of weeks ago, he kind of ran it down too. You know, it's not even a class of people you are in. There's no middle class. There's no upper middle class, which the family I came from. It's just pretty much poor or rich. Either you're rich and you don't have any financial struggles, or you're poor and you can't make ends meet. And, you know, by the end of the seventh day out of a 14-day double week pay, daily, you know, daily pay a month, you're barely making it down. You got a pot of beans on the stove. You know, so I'm talking to you. So as far as that, actually, the show is dubbed, Does Your Financial Standing Decide What Political Party You Will Support? With the election slowly approaching, I'm asking people who work and live in my community, and I have been on foot, you guys, I've been doing a lot of promoting too in between time, what do they expect to change, and how, if possible, would they suggest realistically to their state and local officials on the ballot to implement into their current agenda that would make their district a more efficient, economically and ethically impact community. We talk a lot about getting together and joining forces, and I got my guy out there in New York, Jay, representing. We've been working too as well, sharing documents and getting things together. He texted me pretty much on Facebook today, and he called me out. He's like, you ready? Like, yeah, I'm ready. You know, I'm still here. I'm still standing. We're going to take a little break, and we'll go out there and see where he is, because I'm quite sure he wants to join in. And I'm going to have some other people that I'm going to be touching. So we're going to do a drop-by guest tonight. We don't have a guest on schedule. But as you know, someone's always dropping in here and saying hello, you guys. So once again, let's go ahead and represent for the time. It is now 11:10 p.m. in Long Beach, California. This is KXRW, your internet community connection, internet radio station. So here you go. We're going to send a shout-out to Resilience. So we're going to start with Unbreakable. Spirits are unbreakable. Here we go.
Clap your hands, everybody. Clap your hands. Come on, keep it going. Clap your hands, everybody. Clap your hands, everybody. Let's do it. You ready?
Hey, everybody, we're broadcasting live out of Long Beach. This is Gina's Groove Theory, KXRW, your internet community connection internet radio station. It is now 11:15 in the p.m. I'm going to go ahead and send another shout out there. This is for someone special out there that, you know, is a soldier and represents. I'm going to send that shout out there to all you hardworking soldiers out there who's making a difference. Here you go.
Where you got it, I'm the hottest around. They'll know it when they see you rolling them pollas around me.
I got a soldier.
With the top down, feeling the sound quaking and vibrating your thighs. Riding harder than guys with the chrome wheels. It's the bottom white leather inside. When them lanes be spitting at you, tell them don't even try to shoot it with Shell and kick it with Kelly. You holler at B. You gotta be G's, you way out of your league.
We like them boys that be in them like cleaning, cleaning. Open them out, they grill gleaming. That we're cleaning, cleaning.
They always be talking that country slang. We like
that beat, that beat in the back, beating,
beating.
I be so low from that chiefin. I love how he keep my body screaming,
screaming.
A rude boy that's good to me with street credibility.
Status ain't hood. I ain't checking for him. Better be straight if you're looking at me. I need a soldier, and it's scared to stand up for me. Known to carry big things, if you know what I mean.
Like them boys up top from the BK. Know how to put that money three ways. Always riding big on the freeway.
With that East Coast slang that us country girls we like.
Low cut teasers with the deep waves. So quick to snatch up your Beyonce. Always coming down, popping our way.
Telling us that country girls the kind of girls they like.
We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. You're back with Gina's Groove Theory. It is now 11:20 p.m., broadcasting live out of Long Beach, California. This is Gina's Groove Theory. I'd like to thank you for showing up and coming out and supporting. I do believe we're going to have a couple of drop-in friends who are going to drop in on us about what they feel about what's going on with this election. My understanding, I'm hearing a lot about Obama. You know, there's a lot of critics out there, but we always have critics. So I want you guys to come not from a critical sense. Come shoot it from the hip. What can we do to make the community better? I'm working on my things on my end, and I got Jay out there representing in New York, working on his end, and we're working together too as well. So it's like, you know, we're building, and we need people who want to support and, you know, who want to build a better community for all of us to live in. So, you know, I'm gonna drop that on you and keep that on your mind. I'm going to go ahead and send this shout out here. I haven't played this in quite a long time. So here we go. I want to reminisce.
I can remember when we had
Hi, everybody. You're back with Gina's Groove Theory. It is now 11:27 in the p.m. This is Gina. Tonight's show is going to be about, it's actually called the pre-election show. So I'm going to ask all you guys out there, are you voters? Like you guys know, I took on the stance that this election that I'm going to vote, so I did register to vote so I can be out there and represent. I come to terms with, yeah, some things might not get done the way we want them to get done, but in the case of there are many lives that were lost for that, right? So with that, I had to acknowledge, and we need to get out there and support, especially for women, because, you know, as well as, you know, black people back in, you know, back in the early days, women didn't have a right to vote either. They had to fight for the right to vote. So you guys keep that in mind as well. You know, no mention on that, the whole liberation thing, but, you know, at least we should get the right to vote, you know. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and send another shout out there. Something to pep you up. I'm going to touch in with Bishop and see what he got going on out there, and we'll be back 2 and 2. Here we go. Check it.
I got a big ego, ha ha ha, such a big ego, I got a big ego, she love my big ego, so stroke my big ego, I like to joke around a little bit, but here we go, welcome to the wonderful world, go play the Earl, cause everything I throw up, blow up, talking to the girl, she said, know what, grow up, you nasty, I don't understand why they tripping if you ask me, flow just the nicest, I admit the propane I just spit, probably just raise the gas prices, everybody in the club trying to get as fresh as me, what you on, dog? Trying to stay recession free, and spit refreshing. When I rock the stadium, you probably get sweaty. You should bring an extra tea. Now I'm standing next to Jay, who's standing next to B. Could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with me. That's good for my ego. Me and my ego, any go wherever we go. My ego is my imaginary friend. He was with me when I was only imagining. I had dreams of the league. One day I played Kobe, or walk up to Puff and he'd really know me. Could've let the dream killers kill my self-esteem, or use the arrogance as a steam that powered my dreams and my ego.
Come on, baby, let's get lost. Call in to work cause you the boss. For real, want you to show me how you feel. I consider myself lucky, that's a big deal. Why? Well, you got the key to my heart, but you ain't gon' get it. I'd rather you open up my body and show me secrets you didn't know what's inside. No need for me to lie. It's too big, it's too wide, it's too strong, it won't fit. It's too much, it's too tough. Like this, cause he can back it up. He got a big ego, such a huge ego. I love his big ego, it's too much. He walk like this, cause he can back it up.
Usually I'm humble, right now I don't choose. You can leave with me, or you could have the blues. Don't call it arrogant, I call it confident. You decide when you find out what I'm working with. I know I'm killing you with them legs, but yet them thighs. Matter of fact, it's my smile, or maybe my eyes. Boy, you a sight to see, kinda something like me. It's too big, it's too wide, it's too strong, it won't fit.
Singing with piano. Whoa, whoa.
Hi, everybody. You're back with Gina's Groove Theory. It is now 11:33 in the p.m., broadcasting live out of Long Beach. This is your KXRW, your community connection internet radio station. Tonight is actually its election pre-show. So we're going to be having topics about what it is that you feel that you can build your community better. If there's some, let's say, articles you'd like to implement into your community with your city and local officials that you can bring some more positive, more financially gaining community-wise. Now, I'm in touch with you guys and let you know of some of the services that I'm going to be providing and getting with you guys so that we can kind of live a little bit more soundly with our financial backing and our stability. So, can you guys hear me? Oh, wait a minute. I went silent. Okay. Hold on. Let's see. I'm going to go ahead and do a sound check. Can you guys, if you guys can hear me, touch me at home. Yeah, touch me on my cell phone. Let me know that you hear me. I'm going to go ahead. I wanted to send this out. Miss Jackie Gage, I know she's probably out there. She's not out there probably listening right now, but maybe on the internet. So I'm going to send her out a little shout. I know she came out here the other night to represent, and she wasn't able to get on out. If I had a guest out there, so I'm going to go ahead and send a shout-out there to Miss Gage. She loves a little bit of Al Green. Tonight I'm a little bit slow, a little bit suffering. Maybe after I'm doing a three-hour show now. I moved it up another hour because we always run out of time talking. So with that, I added the extra hour. But tonight I might be ending maybe a little bit early because I'm going to have to get these stitches out. They're really kicking my butt, so... that's where I might be going tonight. So we'll just see how it works. You know, we're going to see who's going to come out here, who's going to represent, who has a strong backing, a strong mind, and, you know, a roadmap to lead us to some financial freedom and to some community involvement and activism. So let's see where we go. So this is a shout out there to Miss Jackie Gage out there in Long Beach. How can you mend a broken heart? Let me live again.
still feel the breeze that rustles through the trees. And misty memories of days gone by. But we could never see tomorrow. Would you believe that no one ever told us about the sorrow? So can you stop the rain from falling in the house?
everybody, you're back with Gina's Groove Theory. It is now 11:42 in the p.m., broadcasting live out of Long Beach. This is Gina's Groove Theory. Wow. I'm getting texts. Maybe ending early. I'll see if my guests come out tonight, because these stitches are really killing me. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and send out another shout. I haven't played this in quite a long time. Having a little difficulty with the healing process. So with that, let's go ahead and play Forever My Lady. Gonna send a shout out there to Marvin Gaye, who had a lot of pro war and a lot of representation for the communities and the people getting together and working together. So we're gonna go ahead and play Marvin Gaye, Mercy Mercy.
The blue skies go, poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things and what they used to be, oil wasted on the ocean and upon our sea, fish full of mercury. Underground and in the sky, animals and birds who live nearby by our side. Oh, mercy, mercy, mercy. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from man? Can't you stand?
You're back with Jenna's Groove Theory. Still making some connections out there. Trying to get the stitches a little loose here. So you guys all hang in there with me. And I'll be back 2 and 2. Here you go, cruising. Just Hi, everybody. You're back with Gina's Groove Theory. It is now 11:58 in the p.m., slowly turning into 12 midnight. It's going to be actually September 3rd. Well, October 3rd. Actually, I'm still in September. October 3rd, 2012. This is Gina's Groove Theory, broadcasting here live out of KXRW, your community connection internet radio station, giving you all I got, real talk and real people. You guys know I'm kind of struggling with that, with these stitches right now, so I'm trying to play a little bit of music and try to let my Tylenol work a little bit. So we're going to send another little shout out there. Try to hang in there with you guys tonight, but a little hard to keep your mind off, you know, when your arm is hurting. So let's go ahead. I'm going to send another shout out there to all my people out there listening and who's supporting. This is, There's somebody out there that wants to say hello, so let's go say hi.
Unmuted.
Hello? Yeah. Hey, how you doing?
Hey,
hi, how you doing?
Okay, and you?
Oh,
what's
wow.
What's going on?
Uh-huh. It's just one of those days my arm's kind of bothering me.
It's going to be all right. Give it a little time. It'll heal. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear
you. You know the cell phone thing. You know how that works. Yeah. So, what's going on?
I was going to go ahead and reshare with the show. Well, I didn't finish sharing the question that I was asking my audience out here, my listeners, my guests that want to come out and share, right? I'm asking, can you hear me? You can hear me, though, right?
Yeah. You sound good.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you, Bishop. Everybody that's Bishop out there in La Habra. That's my brother.
Awesome.
Oh, you know what? Bikra. Last time I checked, we were at 2168.
Wow, we're heading towards that goal, huh?
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Isn't that amazing? I tell you,
No, go ahead, Gina. Go ahead.
I said one day you're nearly slain, and then another day you're almost at 2,200. Wait, you might be at 2,200. I mean, and they're working at that. Very nice. Wait a minute. Let's go ahead and say hello. We got to call out there. I'm trying to hang in there. I think it's my stitches, really. Time for them to come out, you know, to say hi. Hi, this is James Group Theory.
Hi.
Hey, Bishop, you know what? Whenever you're not talking, can you push the mute?
How are you? I'm calling out of Miami.
What's up, Brad?
I am away. Hi, Mo.
How you doing?
I'm fine. Long time no hear.
Long time.
Yeah. How you been?
What's the topic? I've been good. Hang in there.
Okay, go ahead.
I missed out on the topic of the show.
Oh, you didn't get the topic of the show? Okay.
No.
So, let's roll. I tell you, this army, it's really hard to concentrate when your arm is kind of like, ooh, something else, I tell you. It's going to be all right. Thank you guys for coming out. Let's check in with the time. It is now 12:02 in the a.m. broadcasting out here in Long Beach. Gina's Groove Theory, you're out here with Bishop Brett and Mo. Mo from Florida and Brett out of Orange County, all across the country, wide. States of all, everywhere, out there pulling that big rig, making it happen out there. I'd like to welcome you both. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
No, indubitably, thank you very much. Okay, so
I'll share with you.
All right, tonight's election pre-show. And as you guys are out here, I was asked a question in the grocery store last night. Not last night, but night before last.
Night before last.
I was speaking to some of our grocery store
workers.
Two young ladies. Oh, that's nice.
That's nice.
You both work in cashier. They doing it. They asked them what kind of show were they interested in. Is there something that These are things that we could be demanding, and Not just looking over the book. Okay, the right. We need to place the right in the hands of the people. Pretty much.
I'm at with it.
Deficit still going further away from the printing of currency, which by the guy behind me mentioned. My neighbor. He's very, very
fluent.
He mentioned. He's like, well, you're just printing money. If I hear this a million times, it's that they're printing money and they're basically, what do you call that? Writing checks. Writing checks your ass can't. So, you know, California. Okay.
It's okay.
And our officials are writing checks that are ass
can't.
Because they're getting paid. I don't know if they pay checks. They're still getting paid. Well, that's like a double
double.
I mean, you get cash and you're working.
Being employees.
Well, and if not,
then
maybe that's not the job for you.
Trust me,
I'm Bishop.
Trust me.
You have to be the job for you. But, I mean, yeah,
Put into a different
practice. Going to another tax bracket,
then
they were looking at you.
Like they
looking at everybody else.
No money.
They want the
Sam,
everywhere you go. Everywhere you see him, he got real people like pointing at you. Jay is great. He is
great.
I looked at it like, okay. I'm already giving out there in the community. When I'm out there, I don't think you've ever walked around with the people or whatever. This one, I'm just going to the store. It looks for forever,
you know.
I give it all the time. I can ask instead of, and probably along
with that,
you know, drop money into an account. Nonprofit.
For community to take care.
Now we talk. A Bishop and you know, we know you'd be out there
working hard.
All we can do is wait on you. Have the pleasure of
being at home
doing your thing.
On the road.
Like, wow.
Wow.
I realized something
really
blew my mind.
Blew my mind.
Have you ever realized something that blew your mind?
Your mind.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Have you ever
realized something?
And it blew your mind?
It blew your mind,
huh? Yep. I have.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. A lot of things blow my mind. You know what blows? You know, are you asking me the question? Are you just looking for me to agree with you? Which way you want it?
What kind of way can we have?
I'm gonna put it out there. You know, for all the taxes that we pay, being middle class, or whichever way you want to put it, middle class, lower class, whatever you want to say, you know. I was looking just the last 2 weeks, they hit me for $700, the feds. And, that's $1,400 a month just goes to the feds out of my check. And I'm looking at it like, what are they doing for us? What are they putting in our communities? What am I paying for? Am I paying for prison inmates? Am I paying for people on welfare that don't want to work? Am I paying for it? Where's my money going? Because when I need a business loan or when I want something, I can't get it. So I got a problem with that because I'm putting in, and that even goes as far as Social Security. You know, I can't even get my Social Security until I'm 72. You know, what sense does it make that I'm putting out all this money into Social Security? I might be dead by the time I get to 72. So, I mean, it's all a racket. Everything's a racket. If you look at it, either if I'm not dead, I'm going to be, I might be where I can't even enjoy the money. You know, I might be laid up. I don't know what destiny might bring. But, 72 years old, I'm not going to be active enough to enjoy that money. So, the whole thing set up for you to fail anyway. It was funny. When I was when I got laid off at one of my jobs, I went down there. And, I've worked all my life. I never got anything, for free, matter of fact, I never even collected unemployment until I was 30 years into work, And I got laid off, and I wanted to get some medical, for my kids. And I went down to the welfare office for the first time in my life. And, they declined me. All that money I put in, they declined me. They said that I can get a job.
Go ahead. I got done on the state and federal level, really with that. Because they tried to catch me up in something, and they were like, I told the truth. That's what people say, don't tell the truth. I told the truth, and guess what? I think maybe some other stuff, fraud. That was welfare, right? I go to Social Security, where my disability is. They kept giving me these books and paperwork to fill out. And each time I went in, I had a book. And I just walked out. I didn't even know I had a disability after that. Gina. Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, I'm going to have to talk because I'm going to have to get rolling. I'm not going to be able to talk to you. This thing is designed for people who need it, not for people who live on it forever. And, it makes no sense that the working people that really do work and then when they really need it, they have a hard time. Like, okay, at one time I applied for some medical for my kids. Because my Kaiser had dropped me because my company dropped the account at Kaiser, and I applied 1 year I didn't even go down there. I sent my wife down there. I had nothing to do with it, but I sent my wife down there to apply for the kids because they needed medical. And, you know, I went without. I just, you know, had them covered. You know, I got a bill for $15,000 for 1 year of medical for them kids. You know, if that ain't a ripoff, I don't know what to tell you. They made me pay back. And with interest and everything, it came to $23,000 for 1 year of medical for the kids. That ain't no food. That ain't, you know, that's not cash. That's just medical. So it's not meant for us. It's meant for the people who've been on it for centuries. It's meant for them. It's not meant for the working class. Not at all. Because even here's a bigger blow up. Now check this out. I went down there to get unemployment, and the lady told me, you can't get your unemployment. Now, wait a minute. I worked for my unemployment all these years, and they declined me on my unemployment. She said, there's no physical reason why I can't go out and get a job. Do you hear me?
Yeah, I've been through that.
My brother.
I've been there, done that.
You know.
Supposed to help you.
I mean, family,
wow.
And then later,
they found catch up to what they should have done back then. Instead of, you know, having me relive harassment and stolen.
Oh my god.
It was about thick as an SBA application. You know, the portfolio? It's about that thick. I kid you not. And I mean, I'm writing the same question. Same incident. I just got up. And then you know what?
He told me.
You know, God is good. I got to represent God. Somebody did the right thing by me. They told me that I had nothing coming. You know what? And it's educated. Say I am or whatever the case was. No, I should have realized that. How could I get taken off work for the coworker who's doing what he was doing to me, right? And I was declared, with mental panic attack. Yes, I didn't even believe in. It was like, wow, that was kind of devastating. Then, everywhere I go, we got the employer and that guy. You know, I had to sit in the room with these people trash and these attorneys that are slick, you know, at the table. You know, trying to get me to flip. Now when I think back, I'm like, why would you have something before that before? Did you get the story? Then when they offered me $5,000, you know, but I would have had to do that. You want to get my medicine? And I said, no, this is all about this. I'll tell you one thing. You know, this is cold. It's cold world. Because both my attorneys, Mr. Watsdale and Mr. Raskin, civil and, you know, workers, wrongful termination and workers, neither one of them, when they would ask, when they would ask questions on one-on-one with me and family or whatever, it really wasn't about the principle. It was about the principle. Instead of going through all the work, it's a blow up. And then this dude probably still has the same job, you know? He's out there making it happen. You know, pretty much. So, I mean, he hasn't lost anything. You can hear me, can't you? Yeah, he hasn't lost a thing. You know, he wasn't even a citizen of the United States. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I got you on mute. Go ahead.
Okay, that's he was a vulgar, kind of spooky kind of dude. You know, he was from England, and then you know, my understanding, my attorney had informed me that look at you. You know, sitting there looking at Blanford. He's a cut up representative for Blanford out here in Long Beach. He's sitting here with me, trying to eat my pork chop off my plate. But yeah, you know, it's like they never told me it was a blow up too, and how they did it, how the judge Rothschild, you know, I was able to go on a site with her, a site with attorneys, actually, all attorneys. Well, they just had a candid conversation about this one judge. You know, and she, only one time in her history of being a judge that an employee won. I had a lot of things working against me. And then I had the kids, you know, isn't this the system? This is the court. The design to protect you. You know, I look at the situation here, when we go through at Long Beach, look, why is it, this right here is my pet peeve with the whole, you know, City Hall thing. Why is it that when you do something to me, you being the official or the overseer, you do something to me, but I can't just go sue you. I gotta go fill out you can't just sue them. You know, you have to get declared by them to proceed with whatever. What? I'm trying to sue you, and then you tell me that you're gonna review it, and you send it back to me, and it's unapproved. Well, hell yeah. I mean, come on. I mean, that's a blow up. I mean, when I was in there, you know, I was angry. You know, I'm a fighter. You know, and I get in. I'm right. When I'm right, I'm right. And when I'm wrong, I'm never wrong. And that's real. But you know, I'm on target. I'm like, it doesn't make any damn sense. Now, why would I have to come in here? Not that I can fill out small claims. You know, papers, and it's that I have to make a complaint. I wouldn't go in there complaining that they sold my car illegally. Took the police, but they were working at it. I didn't say you understand, you did this. I don't have to make a complaint. You know what you did. You know, you weren't supposed to do that. So why do a complaint? Complaint boxes for employees on jobs, companies maybe. And even in that case, yeah, that's so you can be anonymous. But I'm telling you that you did something to me, and you're going to tell me we'll write a complaint about it. And I'll get back with you. And then I'll make a determination if it goes anywhere to arbitration. And guess what? You know, I didn't win. I don't see too many people really win at the court, really. It's really a blow-up. You know, some you win, we get a nice judge. Not too many people win. We win. None of that going on. So, I mean, like, wow, are you serious? Are you serious? It's like, City Hall is a... And then, you know what? What was funny, when I was dealing with my caseworker at the time, he was like telling me, well, you need to know who... He was asking me how the car got sold, who was the person that I had to pinpoint who did it? Well, that was a blow-up, because the police sold it illegally before they even... The police officer didn't release it until like a month later, you know, holding it up, talking about he needed evidence. I mean, everything around it wasn't my fault. I was calling him to, I wanted my car, but we can't release it until he has to release it. It's just a blow up, man. You know what? It's just kind of sort of like what the Dr. Grandmaster Dr. Amos Wilson said. You know, it's just like some of the things that he said about global powers. But you know how things are just being ran. I mean, come on. It's just, I mean, money's, if I would just add up all the parking tickets I've gotten, lost in the city. It's just, and you know what? It's so many things that I can see that they could do something different. Instead of running around here building things that don't need to be on things, it's ridiculous. As opposed to having a bike lane on 3rd Street that goes into the freeway. I don't know who. But on Facebook, somebody invited me to, Robert Garcia, vice mayor. Yeah. Vice mayor to the mayor, Mr. Foster, i.e., kind of Corky Pig kind of sort of. Nope. But that's what he reminds me of. He's a cut up. I mean, when we walked in the courtroom, the first thing came out of his mouth was, I've already heard all this before, and I've already made a decision on his. I don't even know why you're gonna sit here and tell me anything. But come on, bring it. Hey, look, don't take too long. Okay, move along. I was like, man, wait a minute. If you already made the decision, what? I mean, come on, how blatant is that? This is like saying I punched you or something. It's like, no, why are you up in here? It's a blow up. I already made my decision, but go ahead. Yeah. You know, take your best shot. That ain't gonna happen. It's not gonna work for you. I tell you, judges work for police. Something else. I can tell you about a motorcycle cop when I got a ticket. Man, it was like that was a blow up. You know, it was logically easy to determine that. It could have been anybody that he picked over or he, you know, pulled over. Anybody but me on the 101 coming out of Calabasas. Come on, you know me. I fit the criteria, maybe. Bottom line, it's like what? Nice car, but yeah, car don't make a thief. But that's how they think and how they view you. You know, around the world, we're just known to do what we do and just hate one another, hate and fight against each other, and you know. So that, I mean, it's like that stereotype. You know that? I mean, they put that burden on us. Know that that's just what, just because of a few. But I know people that work together. You know what I mean? Me and you, we work together. Me, you, Jay, we work together. Don't have to always be in the same city. You know? Don't necessarily have to be in the same city. You know, just working with people, getting together, working together for a better quality of life for everyone. It's like, so many different concepts that I've been applying. I'm learning more and I'm applying more. So, hey, you ain't got no shouts out there? I know you guys got some exciting news out there, right? You hear me, don't you, Bishop?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, Gina, go ahead. I'm moving right now.
You're expecting a grandbaby, huh?
Oh yeah. It's a boy, and gonna be here, man, in about 7 months.
Wow.
Yeah, that'll make number 6.
Oh my gosh, you're gonna almost have more grandkids.
This is how it works.
Well, I mean, that just means that every time a baby comes, that ain't nothing but a gift. So, you know, let the gifts keep coming.
Oh, that's sweet.
And most of all, guess what? You know what the best gift of all is? It belongs to them and not me. So when I get tired of the gift, I can send it home to their mama.
Oh. Renting with an option to buy.
Oh yeah, I raised my kids, man. I'm done. I'm closing the book. Now, let they want to open up the book. Okay, let them open up the book, but I'm closing mine.
Cut up. Well, you know what? It was great
it was
for you.
Great
you
for
know,
you.
Somebody had to somebody help had to life, Charlie. He's all good. I was talking to, I don't know if you know him, but he's from our old neighborhood. And
who was he?
Kevin Chisholm.
Oh, you mean live next door to us?
No, not Kevin.
Not Kevin
Chisholm.
He ain't ringing no bell. Well, I probably know him if I see him.
That was Kevin Brew.
That was Kevin Brew.
Okay.
Kevin Chisholm lives on Tarrant, up of Avalon.
Okay. Well, I know everybody around there, so I probably know him.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And he's telling me he has nine children. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
I sent me a bath salt, too. Just like you used to say. Unity in numbers.
Yeah. It's
you know
all right,
that, right,
you know.
You know that, right?
Yeah, it's a good thing, you know. But, you know, like I said, you know, we gave a lot, you know, to raising our kids. But, you know, now it's time to live, you know. I only have four more in the house, you know, so. It's getting time for me and the missus to enjoy life.
That sounds like a day.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna get in some more traveling. You know, do a lot of traveling. Get a mobile home, go cross country. You know, do some stuff.
I wanted to do that so bad with kids. You know, when we were traveling.
Well, just forget all that. Don't do it with it. Just come with us. You know, you come with us. I'm going to rent that mobile home, but I'm out of here.
I was going to rent one. Wow. You know what? We can go right to the Winnebago. It's kind of like a
girl. Let me tell you something. I'm going to get the biggest thing they got, and I'm going to get in that thing, and I'm going to stock it up, and I ain't coming back for 2 weeks. Now, where we end up, I don't know. But, well, hey, I just feel for them if they come knocking on that door late at night trying to get us. That's all I say.
You know what?
Go ahead.
I didn't tell you. Wow. It's kind of bad, you know? My hand. Yeah, I think Anonymous over here is talking about going to North Carolina.
North Carolina.
That's what Anonymous is saying. I'm saying go all the way around the world.
Girl, I'm gonna go anywhere but here, and I'm gonna find me a river, a lake, or something, and I'm gonna fish. I'm gonna do something relaxing, because you know, living out here in Orange County, it's like a, you know, go. It's time to shut down and relax.
Yeah, you know. I've been calming myself down and thinking. I've been balanced. Another thing that Kevin brought up too about the battle. About the battle of. He said kind of something like you would say. He said, we're in it. Well, I know this too. We're in spiritual battle. We're in a. Real serious spiritual. I can feel that. Like, yeah.
Yes. Well, you know what?
It's spiritual. He said.
If you look at what's going on right now, people don't know what to expect. You know, they heard that the end of the world is December 24th. People don't know what to expect. You know, I'm watching people blow more money and put more stuff on credit than ever. I'm telling you right now. You know what? I'm watching people buy 80-inch TVs like they're cupcakes. And, you know why they're buying them, right? They're thinking they're not going to have to pay for them because they're in the world coming. And I know what's going on. And, you know, I'm looking at these people, man, 3, 4, 5 of these big screen TVs and all. They're just charging it up. But, you see, they don't realize that, you know what? No man can predict the end of the world. Only God knows the end of the world. It's in the Bible. It says, no man knows what he knows. No man can predict when an end is near. So, you know what? They're going to probably end up paying for them TVs anyway.
Well, you know what I said about the
what's in the vault. In the vault.
At the Federal Reserve. You know what's in there, right?
You know what's in there, right?
Yeah, it does. Ain't nothing in there. You know what? It's really amazing because now they want you to buy gold. If every commercial, buy gold. Gold's going to be up to $30,000 an ounce. That's what they're putting out there for the gullible gooses, you know. How you going to buy something we don't have? This country is broke. The only thing we have worth anything is oil. And oil doesn't hold solid value like gold. So, you know, it's all a ripoff. Everything, every which way you go, it's a ripoff. You know, this country used to be one of the mega countries, the richest countries in the world. But we sold everything. We sold it to the Chinese. We sold it to the Africans. We sold it to anybody who had money. So now we have nothing. Downtown L.A., 80% of downtown L.A. belongs to China. Now, how did that happen, I wonder? Because we sell everything. We have no value.
Yeah, I hear that. Panama Canal. Parts of the Panama Canal. That is the largest import-export we have. That is the most What would they sell? I guess Panamanian? I don't know. Maybe their country is poor. You know, they just like, hey, you know, just like I went in. But I can get at the end of all that nonsense I went through. She got to like $5,000. The catch 22. You can't work a job. It is done. Really, to break his spirit. Make it. On top of that, diet is really crazy. What did you say?
I just say anything. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, it's just a meticulously planned from the beginning. You know, how to pre-labor. They shake you when they do. Build a bed, and then shake it.
Well, I mean, you know, it's the same thing. You know, the same thing like everybody coming over here. They're able to go to college, and they're able to get a grant for the business. They're able to do anything. Anybody but us Americans. You know what I mean? It's not even a race thing. You know, it's an American thing. You know, I don't get it. To the life of me, why is it somebody can come over here from any country and get, you know, a good college education, get it paid for, and here it is, we get ours, we got to pay the money back. They get a grant. I don't get that. We're the ones working, putting the money in the system. But they get the grant, and they end up driving the Beamers and the Mercedes and all the good cars while we're around here in these Chevys and these Pontiacs. I ain't getting that.
Speak for yourself. Huh?
I mean, there's an exception to every rule. But, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you buy your own, you know. You went and did your own thing. But what I'm saying is these people that the government is giving them subsidies where they can't take care of their own. You know, our government is so selfish that they would rather spend billions of dollars fighting a war for nothing in another country than putting that money into the poor people here. That's how selfish they are. They all need to be lined up and shot, if you ask me. Because you know what? We got homeless people walking around here that need all kind of medical, all kind of help. They're living in tents. You know, there's all kind of stuff going on. And it wouldn't take even a quarter of the money that they put out fighting a war. But they won't do it. And, you know, and that really pisses me off. I hate to say it. That just pisses me off. Because I get my money going because I'm fighting somebody in Iran and Iraq and everywhere else. When we could be fighting a war on downtown poverty.
You know, you raise a good point. Because when you say it in that context, That frivolous money. I was talking about. Tax hiking. Can blow up. You know what? Maybe you're just right. It's a blow up. And it's just a waiting ticket. A bomb ticket.
Well, Gina, looky here. They can take, you know, they got those missiles and those long-range missiles. They go over there and shooting these missiles off, 10 and 20 of them at a time. Them damn missiles cost $10 million each. You can take two of those missiles and take care of the problem in downtown L.A. or in Long Beach or in Orange County. But they would rather blow it and kill up a bunch of people than help a bunch of people. And that I don't understand.
Wow, that's right.
Everything works for the benefit of the master.
who incorporated the spirit in you to serve the master.
Oh, that's a quote.
What am I quoting?
I just stole that one.
From a very thorough man. Who says,
yes.
It is what it is.
And we are.
They'll take a ham. Of people who look like us.
Probably geographically.
Tie to us. And make them what we can look at. Or, the broken dreams.
They're free.
They have all that money.
Meticulous.
I'm learning a lot.
Well, you know what it is? You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What it is that we don't say anything. It goes even right back to what you were talking about, how you can change things in your community. Well, if you don't say anything, ain't nothing ever going to get changed. The voices are the ones that get things changed. And if we have many voices, then we'll get changes. You know, it's going to take more than one person. It's going to take a lot of people to have an idea of what they want. You know, you can make your own community the way you want it, but you all got to get together like they did in the old days, and you got to get out and protest. You got to get out and stand on the line in front of your little mayor's house, and you got to get out and you got to start protesting against what they're doing, because what they're doing is they're making it easy for them and hard for us, and that's what they're doing. They're making it where they have the nice big White House while we have the little ugly house. And I'm getting tired of being in the ugly house. Yeah, I don't need to be in the ugly. I want to be where I need to be. If I'm in a rich country, let me live like I'm rich. Don't tell me America's one of the richest countries in the world. And it is, we're putting all our money into the government. The hell with the government. Our government sucks. And I ain't afraid to say it.
That is not the views of the state.
What do you think?
Host of the show. This is just expression, learning experience.
Jake put me up on that.
So, what do they do?
Yeah. I mean, look at that fuel. Now, we spend all that time in Iran and Iraq and all these places. We spend all that time getting their fuel, getting the contracts going, getting everything going. And here it is. I just looked at fuel. Fuel is $4.50 a gallon out here. Why? To manufacture fuel only costs 94 cents a gallon.
Wow. Yeah, that was something that,
he told me too.
He said the same thing.
He's like,
I said, Sudan has the largest untapped oil resource in the world. And he said, so do we.
Okay.
He brought that point out too.
Yeah, we do. And you know they make themselves look incompetent. Look, they get those guys over from England, and they came over here to drill the oil off the coast down there in Louisiana and all that, off the Gulf of Mexico. And you see what happened, right?
Are you talking about the oil?
Yeah, they spilled billions of gallons, not millions, billions of gallons of oil. And it's probably still spilling. Because that's how they are. That's just how they are.
Wow. They probably can't even close it.
Don't worry about that. Just worry about how many millions of people are getting sick from eating that fish that's contaminated by that oil. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about how they're going to the hospital and they don't even have a cure for them.
Wow.
They're breaking out of shingles all over their body, and nobody can help them. The people are in agonizing pain because of what that oil does. That oil is changing lives all over this world. And they're shipping that seafood out like it's the best, like it's Red Lobster Plus. Yeah, it's killing everybody.
Actually, the Gulf is in, that's the Atlantic Ocean, isn't it?
Yeah, I believe so. Go ahead.
Atlantic, Pacific, and pretty much all of them connect.
Right.
Because when they had the tsunami.
Oh, that's another thing. Our buddies over in Japan and their stupid tsunami with the radiation. The radiation it has reached our shores. So now we got irradiation to go along with the oil. Might as well have a fish fry. You got the radiation to cook it, and you got the oil to saute it. So you might as well have a fish fry.
And we the fish.
No, the fish, they got it, you got enough to fry fish. You got the radiation, which is heat, and you got the oil.
Without an EBT card.
This is what I'm saying. And nobody talks about that. That's really gets me. Nobody's talking about that. But the poor people over there in Louisiana and all that, they got, you know, they said it's like 50,000 people sick.
50,000 people sick?
1,000 people are contaminated. Let's talk about that.
From the
oil spill. Okay, the symptoms are first you get a skin rash, and then it starts messing with your equilibrium where you can't walk. You start walking like you're dizzy, and then you start having breathing problems where you can't breathe. And then it takes out your immune system. So it sets you in the hospital for weeks. Go ahead.
So you slowly die.
Well, no, you don't even die. You suffer with it. It don't go away. You suffer with it till you die. It's not even a quick death. It's a slow deal.
Wow. Wow.
And this is what I'm saying, you know. This people are so worried about, they're worried about electing somebody, and they're worried about Democrats and Republicans, and they're worried about all that, but they're not worried about the issues at hand on Earth. We got a lot of issues going on. We got sun is baking this planet. Ain't nobody noticed that it's been 100 degrees for 10 days straight. Ain't nobody noticed that.
Ten days straight.
Yeah.
It was hot as hell yesterday.
Well, you live down by the coast. I live inland, so you know you ain't getting it. I'm getting it.
And with that, every time I think about moving out there, it's like wow.
I'm telling you right now. You know, you got this. We got weather changes that are drastic. Now watch tomorrow. Tomorrow's supposed to be cool. Now, wait a minute. We done went from 100 degrees to cool in one day. There's something wrong. It ain't nobody saying nothing.
You think that's manipulation? You think it's manipulation?
You could call it weather manipulation, or you could call it they done jacked up the weather, one or the other. Yeah, I think they done jacked it up, and I think, you know, we're in for a ride. We are really in for a ride. And nobody wants to talk about it. It's a scary thing, but I would rather be informed so I can make plans, you know, put some food up or something, you know, to help myself in this time, that we're
going to
go through.
And don't be blind. Don't be blind.
Because if the world is in trouble and the earth is in trouble, I could care less who's president or who's mayor. I could care less what politician makes it, because it ain't going to do me no good, because they ain't going to be able to help me anyway.
Once the water is... It's like, man, how could... Oh, my goodness. How could they have gotten all of that oil? That's just a wash.
Yeah. I mean, no. And then they couldn't cap it off. And then the guy from BP out of London, England, he resigned. So they couldn't even prosecute him. He resigned. He quit. And they didn't go after him. America did not go after him.
That's to serve their own needs. They got something out of it. You know, their dealings with all these different countries and borrowing money from people that we don't have any resources to pay it back, it is a blowout, people.
Well, that's the same thing, like get back on what you were talking about with the community. That's the same thing. They don't care about the community because, you know what, they would rather put all that money in fixing a freeway. You know how much it costs to fix a freeway? They would put that money in the freeway. They put that money in some of those homeless people's mouth. And they've been fixing these freeways forever, and they ride rougher than anything I ever rode in my life.
Yeah, the 105. Is the newest until they finish with the 405. But the 105,
right.
It had a dip in it.
It's got more than the dips. It got many dips in it. And you know another thing? They always talking about, well, it costs so much to keep the city up. Get them convicts out of jail. Them people that go around raping, privileging. The people that steal. The people that kill. Get them and put them on a chain gang and have them building these freeways. They won't be so eager to commit a crime when they get out. Man, let them get on this blacktop freeway for a while. Let them cook out here for a while. I got to pay $50,000 a year while they're in jail. Well, put them to work. Let me be president. I'll show you some stuff.
Oh, Bishop. You cutting up tonight. You done
put them to work. I'm not lying. Put them, why we got to foot their bill for their crime? We paying for them because of their crime. $50,000 an inmate. Wait a minute. Most of the families we know don't get $50,000 in income in their house. What are they getting in jail that's worth $50,000 a year?
Wow.
That they say it costs $55,000 minimum for them to be in jail a year. Well, hell, that's $1,000 a week. What are they getting for $1,000 a week? What kind of living is they getting? Filet mignon? What are they getting?
Pork chops and applesauce.
Huh?
Are they getting pork chops and applesauce? You think?
Gina,
I'm right
you break
here.
That down. There, you break that down. It's costing, I don't know, somewhere around $210 a day.
Damn, that's how you get on food stamps for a month. Now, what is it?
I'm saying, what are they getting? Oh. I mean, I ain't never heard nobody talk about getting out of jail and talk about, ooh, that food was grade A. I never heard that. I never heard nobody talking about, oh, they just treat us real good in jail. No, I never heard that. So where's that money going?
What is it that Jordan Matthews said? Circulating out 22 times. So many odd times. The money circulating.
Now you see the guy that warden up in Phoenix. His prisoners cost $4,000 a year.
Oh, wait a minute, what?
His jail, he runs his jail, and his prisoners cost $4,000 a year.
I can only imagine.
Oh, he gives them green bologna, and he keeps it to a minimum. Almost stale bread. He makes it very uncomfortable. He gives them pink uniforms. He makes it very uncomfortable. And he puts them out and makes them work on the chain gang. His return rate is 9%.
Free labor.
Free labor.
I'm telling you, you know what, Gina? You would get rid of all this high cost if you just start working them niggas in jail. That's it, point blank. Work them. That's it. White collar, blue collar, white guys, black guys, Chinese. Work them all. Put them all on work. I got to go to work. Let them go to work.
Working on the, you talking about working on the chain gang? Wow.
Work them all. I don't care. Work them all. Work them. They won't be so busy in there, homosexual and all that. They have something to do. Work. Be too tired to be in there to fight. Work them.
What about picking cotton?
Yeah, oh, you don't even want me to go there. You can put them on these farms and get rid of the illegal aliens. You can put them on the farms. And the farms, the farm would end up paying the jail, and that would take us out of the equation of, you know, us paying for the inmate, because their labor would pay for their innkeep in jail.
Yeah. But don't they do that anyway?
No, not in California. Now up in Northern California, I see them out there on the freeway. They have the you know, the trustees, the ones they trust. They have them out there picking up paper, little sweetie weedy little work, picking up paper with their little paper picker upper, you know, with the guards standing over them, nine of them, you know.
They need to be over here. They need to be over here on the riverbed and picking this riverbed over here for us.
No, you know, that's too much like right. That's too much like right. You know, that's you know, this government, they could have done they could do a lot of things to save money. You know, I mean, on down to it, you know, hey, look, you got the murderers in jail. They want to murder some people. Put them on the front line of war. Put them on the front line. You want to kill somebody? Okay, here, we put it over to Iraq. Here, let me put you in front.
Yeah.
You
want to
murder? Huh?
Are you going to give him a weapon, right?
Yeah, I'm going to give him a weapon. I'm going to put him on the front line. I'm going to let them go at it. I bet you won't have no more murders in jail, because ain't nobody going to walk on the front line. It's a lot different fighting in a war when somebody can shoot back at you than you go in somebody's house and kill them.
Yeah. I feel that.
But that's only real. I mean, that's just being real. People don't want to be real, and that's why we live in a society we do. You know, you can go over to China and you can eat off their streets, because if you spit gum on the street, you get 30 days in jail. You can rip somebody off and cut your hand off. So you ain't going to be ripping nobody off with them nerves. You know what I'm saying? You rape somebody, they sterilize you. So you ain't going to repeat it no more. They ain't taking up no jail space either. They let you and your little cripple self walk around town.
Yeah. Wow.
And you know, and that was in, huh?
You get, is Japan or China, they cane you?
You get flogged. It's called flogged.
Wow.
Wow.
I do understand where you're coming from with that. I see a lot of things.
No, I mean, it's just common sense, you know. I mean, we go through so much in this country. I mean, look at us. We can't even get good dental. Now, you can go to Mexico get dental all day long. The poorest country in the world, you can get dental. Here, dental is like gold. Go try to get your tooth fixed. One tooth, $1,000.
That's because most of these people, that's because most of these people right now. They're trying to look like Nelly.
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, you can go to Mexico and get your teeth fixed for $99.95. Here, you got to pay $1,000 just to get a cavity filled. Something wrong with that.
A little, yeah, Medicare. Yeah, I think that's why I'm myself. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, everything's cheaper in Mexico, but you know the risk is you can die. Yeah. That's, and your body unknown. And if they kill you on that, trying to give you something, that, you know, that's cool.
Well, you know, I mean, maybe I'm the only one. You know, maybe I'm just fussing for nothing. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. You know.
Get it off your chest, bro. You don't have that many days.
Maybe me wanting a better world. Something wrong with me, right? Maybe I should just shut up and be one of these stupid lambs that sit around here and live in this stupid world and be miserable. You know what I'm saying? Just stay miserable.
Right. Crying your tears. PMS. Homeless. For me.
Yeah.
I can't stress enough that we are in the time of move. Push. Move. Time to move, man. They be doing it, man. We done talked, chatted, sung together, laughed, ate together.
Ate together.
Business, guys. You know, you absolutely can't. I can't say, you know, you're on the same page on that. No, I do understand that. And also, too, if you're going to implement something where they're going to be working it out, all that, you know, we're not going to get none of that, really. Because that's working to serve the master. Like Dr. Amos was saying, because we're working to save the master. Okay?
Okay.
It's not going to benefit us. You know, when you think about it, you would think they're going to Dallas work them at the state. No, they're going to be still saying more stuff, more red tape. More stuff. And I, you know what I think?
You know what I think?
Kind of a blow up. But blow up. By me saying anything. Blow up. But it's an IOU. When, you know, the banks were bailed out twice. I watched them
with
companies that were failing, only to add extra
insult injury
to the homeowner by stressing them out and having them do all this and do with no intention on even trying to no help. And then now they got all this property, New here?
No. Go ahead.
Yeah. Kind of mind. New. You know what I'm saying? And up there, there's just like all new houses. Beautiful houses. Nope. Are they serious? Like deserted neighborhoods? I got you believe that?
What?
Yeah, if that's really going on, it doesn't make any sense. And the way we get into situations all depend on what they want to get so green. That's a cold piece of work out there, I think. I try to get a man cracking. It's just a nut. Oh, come on. This is our future. Good future. I even think about it as far as my children's future. You know what is wrong? My children's children. I don't want to make things. For your generation, enhance them and give them the best. I talk about this, our leader. We talk about this all the time. I've been talking to this man. Very nice. Looking forward to meeting him. Looking at the overall, you know, in this game of Monopoly, we from the beginning through the game. Now. I don't know about no boycott and all that. My boycott and our rules.
Go ahead.
Are you talking about boycott?
Boycott.
Well, no, it's not even that, you know. But, you know, a boycott would do on that fuel. If we all got together and we shut down, I mean, I know it's impossible. But if we could just shut down for a couple of days on that, using that fuel, they'll come down on the price. We control this place. So we all have to be on the same page. If we shut down on the fuel industry 1 week, the fuel industry will be at our beck and call. If they don't make any money, they have to close the doors. We control it. But you know what we do is we freak out. I'll pay it because I have to get to work because I'm gonna lose my home. They keep you all revved up. You know what I'm saying? If we shut down on them, they will put fuel right where we need it.
That was my suggestion towards the occupy. Folks out there that were out there, you know, representing. It's like, you know, I really don't really believe. Okay, take for instance. This is about maybe 12 years ago, 13 years ago. And you know the look, Guardian. And in this garden, it's the city's garden. It belongs to the city. And it belongs to the city. So it's like, actresses and actors, they climbed up in the tree. You know it's the garden. And they were going to cut it. I think they did cut it. Had Daryl Hannah was out there. Actress and a whole bunch of other people trying to save this place. And I was like, again, instead of tearing it down, why didn't they just keep leaving it as a thought? Weren't proof? I mean, can't they? That wouldn't be too bad of an idea. If they were to, instead of having all these picket fences around here with nothing, and they can start some gardens, start growing. Why we gotta go to the grocery store and pay grocery store for vegetables? I mean, you know, hey, you're innovative. That would be a better idea. I like that. That's something we can implement. Because, like, the dolphins are pretty good, right? People got a problem with it, and then they're pretty good. You know? Talk is cheap.
But like I said, you know, all we got to do, we have to take control of our destiny. And our destiny, because you know what? The government needs to work for us. We don't need to work for the government. The government has way too much power. See, it's supposed to be about the people, not about the government. And people got it wrong. The government then bullied us down, you know, and they got the whole thing, you know, whereas they're over us, and that's not true. We're supposed to be over them. We created the government. We just wanted the government so we could have a governing authority so everything could be equal. Not for the government to come in and tell us what we should do, what we should eat, how we should wear a seatbelt, how we should wear a helmet. That's way over the line. That's called control. So, you know, we as people, we need to just start dealing with those subjects so that we can get up out this thing. Other than that, next thing you know, we're going to have to wake up when they want us to wake up, eat when they want us to eat. We got to breathe when they want us to breathe. You know, where will it stop?
Well, I guess we got, we're going to do it a short way. We all got great ideas. We're going to get it together. We're going to make it happen. Feeling that hard.
What I realized, past couple of days, quiet but thinking.
You know, trying to get things in order. Some things are just distracting you.
Any of the device.
It's been quite a couple of days. Let's go ahead and check in
with the time.
It is 1:14
in the AM.
Representing out of Long
Beach, KXRJ,
your community connection internet radio. And this is Gina's Group. Thanks for Shauna.
Yeah.
It's like wow.
I said the man is kind of terrible.
I don't know why that wouldn't be everybody.
And when people get it together and they start working together and stop with all this division and all this color barriers and all this old stuff, you know what? It's no better than the Crips and the Blood. You let the color stop you from achieving what's yours.
Ignorance. Pretty much neglect.
I never saw something so simple that can't be fixed. It's an easy fix. We get united. Well, we're in the United States. Let's get united and let's take back our state, our country.
Wow.
Somebody might say, oh, well, you know, how are we going to do that? You see, it's that attitude right there is why we're in the predicament we're in. How are we going to do that? How are we going to make that happen? We're going to make it by voting the right way. We're going to make it by protesting and not settling for what they're giving us. We want what we want and get what we want through keep on bugging them until we get it. That's how you do it.
Bug them.
Yeah, you stand up for your rights, man. You stand up for your, you know, people would have never thought that blacks and whites would live together or we would have, you know, we would get rid of that big part of racism. They never would have thought. But it took somebody with a plan, somebody to come in there that seen a vision to make it come to pass. Of course, they were mad about it and they killed him, but didn't it come to pass? It came to pass.
That's another thing
that
we were talking about.
Most people of color.
You know.
What happened?
Abraham Lincoln.
Everybody else.
You have to have a lot of courage. Want to step up and put yourself out there. It's like, wow.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I would rather be a martyr for a good purpose, something that would change the world, than to live and not do anything with my life. I would rather let them kill me, but let the world change because of something I've done. I've lived 50 years. Let me tell you something. It wouldn't matter to me because I know I'm going to heaven. I changed my life a long time ago. But if I can change how this place is, let me tell you something. I would do just like Martin Luther King. I got a dream. I got a new dream. Because that's what's going to be needed to make this thing and implement it. All this old fake Million Man March and all this old crap. Now, it's going to take all of us as a society to change the way it is.
Yeah, it takes each individual.
But collectively together.
Oh, you weren't out here.
I had a few nights ago.
I was taking an eval of everything. And making a man of myself. It feels so much better to release your issue. And I have the counseling and help. I've been back and forth. Mr. Neil, he's a pastor. It's like, you know, he's talking about, activism. Being civilian. And that's real sweet. When he said that,
that's what I'm fat with.
I don't see me talking about. I can promote folks. I can't do no election. You know, there's a lot of Distinction between people. Everybody is in a different wrong. And hey, gotta change with it, right?
Well, You know what, Gina? We can all be hamsters trapped in a cage, and we can all get on the hamster wheel, and we can go in one direction or the other. But the majority of the hamsters will make the wheel go in the direction they want it to go. So we are the majority. We got to stop being scared, and we got to face the reality. You know, if you look at it like this, you know, feel like you can put it in the context of you know, you're getting misused. And if you're getting misused, if you don't ever say nothing, guess what? They're going to keep misusing you. You can put it in the context of you're getting abused. Okay, if you're getting abused, you don't see nothing, the abuse is not going to stop. It's going to keep going on because the abuse is going to think that, you know, they're going to think that you're satisfied with the abuse. You know what I mean? It's one of those things where if you never speak up, it'll never change. Now, you can call it activist, you can call it whatever you want, but I'm calling it change. I'm ready for some fresh air. I'm ready for some living. I'm ready for a new experience on Earth.
I ain't mad at you about that. Life should be looked at in kind of in those terms. I was bring smile. I also talk about, you know how people say in relationships, you know, they want people. Ever heard anybody say that? A relationship
is
100, 100.
Oh, yeah.
Now I truly understand what they're saying.
You know, they, in a relationship, they don't want 50-50 because for the woman to go out and work like the man, she don't want to do that. She don't want to do that. That's a hard road to follow right there if you got the right man.
Oh, you mean for the wife to go out?
Go out and bring in the money for the house. That's the man's job. You know, that's what's wrong. You know, that's what's wrong. That's why everything's all jacked up. People are not going by the way it was meant to be. It was meant for the man to go out and make money and support the house. And by any way that he did, you know, people say, oh, well, he ain't got no education, and he can't go out and make money. The devil is a liar. He can work numerous jobs and support the house.
Wow.
When you make a family, you have to, you know, there's no handbook to it, but you automatically have someone inside of you that say, hey, I got to support my family. So, you know, we can't even use education as a crutch no more, because even educated people, their income has been cut. Everybody's income has been cut. You see, I find more educated people at McDonald's and Jack in the Box than the law allows.
You're cut it
with that.
Because they can't get a job. They can't get a job. They got all these masters, all these doctors, all this other stuff, and they can't get past McDonald's. Come on. So we can't make excuses no more. Talking about, the white man holding me down. Woe is me. That's a bunch of crap. You're just lazy and you don't want to work. That's why these women do what they do, and that's why everything all messed up. That's why, you know, like I told my wife, you don't have to work. I made this family, but you know what? You better take care of the house. You better do something. You better take care of the house. I'll go make the money, but you best be having the house in order. All that laying around, sleep all day, lounging on me. I ain't all hell to know.
Yeah, you know what?
Go ahead.
That's awesome. Good implemented plan. I do like that. Wow. Guess what? Looks like I see somebody out there resembles him. My goodness.
How are we gonna document? Well, you know, I should say how things are going to be, and that we can share documents.
That right?
No, I got with the company. I got with affordable services for the community as well.
And
you mentioned know about the
numbers.
You know, got a clear idea. And
pretty much
everybody's going to be
able to
get it. But it is a thing. It makes it, you know, all ties together. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's going to be that. So I was just going to say, other than the real, real problem.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Oh, no, yeah. What did you say?
No, I was listening to you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think maybe out there. I don't know if he might be trying to get in. Maybe I should check. Well, he doesn't have a question mark. But then that was something to bring him up. Yeah, you got the ball rolling.
If we don't get together, if we don't get united, man, you know what? We will fall. And I don't want to fall. I want to get back up. I mean, you know. I mean, we're here right now. We're at the best time of this thing, man. We're at the top of technology. We're at the best time of the world right now. Right now. I mean, we got it so easy. Our cars are almost getting ready to start driving us around. I mean, we're at a time right now where we're going to see so many different things and so much happening. But if you can't afford it, guess what? You're not going to be able to have it. If you don't have the money to deal, you know, to get the car that drives by itself, guess what? You're going to see people drive by you with their car driving them by itself. You're not going to be in that car. So we need equality spread amongst all of us. And the only way we're going to do that is we make it our business to have equality in our system, in our world system. That's it.
Those are some short fire plans. You know what? Let's check in with the time. It's 1:30 a.m. October 3rd, 2012. Thank you for being out here with me. And then I think Jay is going to be coming out here. So go ahead and check me. Hey, brother, since you're out there, I just want to play myself a song that I know you like. So I can get some more downloads. But I always send that out. I know how you used to roll.
Okay, you go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead. This one's for you. That is more.
That is more than something.
Your favorite, you know what's your favorite?
You know what's your favorite?
Okay, do it.
Do it,
Roger.
Roger.
Good one. That was your
favorite.
Some of that.
Oh, you talk about that?
Oh, yeah. You know, that reminds me.
I'm
Hi, everybody. You're back with Gina's Groove Theory. It is now 1:36 a.m., October 3rd, 2012. Out here broadcasting live with Bishop. I'm going to go ahead and pop a call out there to Jay. I'm going to give him a call, but he's out there waiting, so hold on. Hold tight. Hey, you out there? Hey, Jay, can you hear me? Hold on, let's see. Hi, Jay, are you out there? Must be his. I just called him. Hold on. I'm going to call him back. Hold on. I think something went wrong. Hey, Jay, you out there? Bishop, you're there, right? Can you hear me, Bishop?
Yeah.
Okay, you're there. Okay.
Unmuted.
Yeah, hold on, Jay.
Hold on, Jay.
What did you say? Can you hear me, Bishop?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Yeah, I called Jay.
Jay,
can you hear me? Okay, I'm going to try to call him back. Hey, can you hear me, Jay? Are you out there? Must be something wrong with this phone. Because I can see him, but he's not there. You can still hear me, right?
Yeah, I can hear Jay. He's real low. Pick up the volume.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, you have to
fix the
volume. Can I call you back? Hi, Jay, you out there?
Where you can hear me.
I don't know, he got that magic.
I was seeing him about that.
Reminds me of Lakim
Song.
You ever heard it?
You
got that magic deck.
Wow.
Cut up a day.
Saving the book.
Yes, please.
Come on.
Yeah, go ahead.
Can you hear us now?
Yes.
Oh, I know you.
You're
blow up.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
After I log up tonight,
I'm going to, as tired as I am,
I really need you to get you out. Hey, Abby. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I just got the phone with today. I'm going to call him in the conference room. And we're going to see if that works. But you know what? I can just call him. But I don't have to do that. Lord. One of those days. I'm like fighting that.
Anyway.
And I know. Whereas, you know,
there's no thing.
Can you hear me? No, I'm usually always. I'm just so beat up.
One of those days.
So much to do. Play a cut while Jay gets his magic jack situation under wraps. So funny. Now we're going to play this game. Jay, if you can hear me, go ahead and just straighten it out, all right? Shoot you that number so I can call you. Peace. Hurry up. You only got 15 minutes. I'm going to send a shout out to you. Jay, you know I love you, boy, but hey. Oh, see, I can hear you now. Oh, well, I guess I still have to play the song for you because she can't hear you that good. So here you go, okay? Especially for you and that Magic Jack upgrade ya. Hold on, Bishop. I'm right back with you in two.
Yeah, big. Talk your song. How you doing, Jay? Tired of number one. You know I used to beat that block. Now I beat the block.
I hear you beat the block, but I'm the life to keep the streets on. Know this you the type that likes to keep them on the leash. So I'm known to walk alone, but I'm alone for a reason. Sending me a drink ain't appeasing. Believe me, come harder. This won't be easy. Don't doubt yourself. Trust me, you need me. This ain't a shoulder with a chip or an ego. What you think they all mad at me for? You need a real woman in your life. Taking care of home and still fly. And I'ma help you build up your account. Believe in me. When you're in them big meetings for the meal. Take me just to compliment the deal. And anything you cop, I put the bill. Believe in me. And then let me upgrade.
Corporate dudes, they call shots, I call auto
bubbles. Jacob the jeweler, bubbles. The rain short, sort of do. It's big ballin', baby, when I'm courting you. I'm talking spy bags and fly pads and rooms at the Bloomberg and rumors. You on the verge of a new merge, cause that rock on your fingers like a tumor. You can't fit your hand in your new purse. It's humorous to me, they watching and we just yachting out and hopping off of your mopsy coast. Mafioso. Oh, baby, you ever seen satin? No, not the car, but everywhere we are. You sure to see stars. This is high level, not eye level. My bezel, courtesy your Audemars. I order your Zamar. Now look at the time I saved ya. Mama, let me upgrade ya.
Just when you think you had it all, 6 inch on the collection card.
Help me sing it out.
I'm with you.
Now, we've been together for too long to go throw it off the shelf. I ain't trying to leave you and get to know somebody else and waste all them years of my life. No, somebody help. We sell things together that nobody felt, man. I violated your trust and all that because of all that. You all fall back, but it was all me and you. Now it's me, myself, and I. So now I'm trying to menage with all three of you. Sugar, we go way back, way before Dolly Parton, Shane and Braun was ever taken off, baby. You used to bug out with me. All that I know is you always laughed at all of my jokes, even the corny ones. Hell yes, we bug, we have fun together. Hell yes, we thug. And I got feelings, but I don't express it much. So you believe in everything else except for us. Come on.
Be myself, sugar, that's all I got in the end. That's what I found out. And it ain't no need to cry. I took a vow that from now on I'm gonna be my own best friend. Be myself, that's all I got in the end. That's what I found out. And it ain't no need to cry. I took a vow that from now on I'm gonna be my own best friend. Best friend.
Can you hear me? Hey, can you hear me? Hey, I can hear you now.
Okay.
Okay, hold on. Looks like I have lost. Yeah, hold it up. I'll be right back.
Always bad when first.
having a little conversation. Can't hear you though, brother.
I'm right here.
Yeah, we'll be off. We'll be off maybe a couple more seconds. So let me go ahead and play this out and touch back to the city.
Get a birthday.